Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Ireland should initiate a prompt and independent investigation into cases of symphysiotomy, prosecute and punish the perpetrators, including medical personnel. They should do the same regarding allegations of abuse in Magdalen laundries and mother and baby homes, and Ireland should revise its legislation on abortion to provide for additional exceptions in cases of rape, incest or fatal fetal abnormalities. They are the main conclusions that the UN's top human rights experts came to following 2 days of hearings last week. Our reporter Fergal Keane has been going through the report and he's with me now. Fergal, just fill us in on the context.
Yeah, this report follows the appearance by the Justice Minister, Francis Fitzgerald, at a hearing in Geneva, and it's very highly critical of Ireland's human rights record, in particular in this instance in regard to women. And really it sets out a programme of work for the new Justice Minister to follow for the rest of her time in office. Now, one of the issues that which was raised at that hearing, and they refer to it here, is symphysiotomy. And this report, it's from the Human Rights Committee of the United Nations. It's particularly scathing of Ireland's record in regard to this practice, and in what it says, its failure to deal properly with the 1,500 girls and women this was practiced on without their informed consent between 1944 and 1987. So the committee says that while some work has been done in this area, it says that the state should, and I quote, initiate a prompt, independent and thorough investigation into symphysiotomy, prosecute and punish the people responsible, including medical personnel, and provide an effective remedy to the survivors for the damage done to them and have adequate compensation for victims. So within that, they're fairly critical of this proposed ex gratia settlement, which is being planned by the government. And there, that's that recommendation that people should be, those responsible should be prosecuted, is a very, very significant step. It says that we should identify, prosecute and punish, where still possible, the perpetrators for performing symphysiotomy without patient consent. And that's something that could be done tomorrow, really, with the Department of Justice, if they decide that this is a crime or was against people's safety, against their rights. It could be possible. It could be done straight away.
One of the other issues that they questioned the minister about last week was abortion and our abortion laws. What was said about that?
Yeah, this committee, it reiterates what its previous concerns were regarding, and I'll quote again, the highly restrictive circumstances under which women can lawfully have an abortion in the state, particularly because of Article 43.3 in the Constitution and by the strict interpretation of that article by the state. So the report says that they are concerned that the criminalisation of abortion under the new Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act, that's including in cases of rape, incest, fatal fetal abnormality and serious risk to the health as opposed to the life of the mother. So they say that the new act has a lack of, and remember this went through after a huge difficulty in the Dáil, that, and it has a lack of clarity concerning what constitutes a real and substantive risk to the life of a woman. It discriminates against women who can't travel abroad, and it also has an excessive degree, or provides for an excessive degree of scrutiny for women who may be in a suicidal state and pregnant. And it tells the government that it should legislate on abortion and revise the constitution to provide additional exceptions for abortion in those types of cases.
So the third area affecting women, Fergal, was the issue of the institutional abuse of them in the Magdalen laundries.
Yeah, Magdalen laundries. It's inherently very critical of the McAleese report into the laundries, which we reported on this programme was something of a whitewash when it was brought out first, because it really didn't deal with individual cases. Now, they said they were concerned, this committee was concerned at a lack of a prompt, and I quote, independent, thorough and effective investigation into all allegations of abuse, mistreatment or neglect of women and children in the laundries. in children's institutions and in mother and baby homes. And then they have a recommendation. They say the state should conduct prompt, independent and thorough investigations into the allegations of abuse in the Magdalen laundries, in children's institutions, in mother and baby homes. It should punish and prosecute the perpetrators with penalties consummate with the gravity of the offence, and ensure that all victims obtain an effective remedy, including appropriate compensation, restitution, rehabilitation and measures of satisfaction. Now, that's the kind of thing the government has been going to the ends of the earth, performing all kinds of gymnastics to avoid. So there are a couple of other issues then relating to women. There's issues relating to gender equality, and this committee recommends that Article 41(2) of the Constitution, that's about the position of women in the home, be changed, and that the state should also encourage greater participation of women, public and the private sectors. And it says then, interestingly, that domestic and sexual violence against women remains a serious problem for the state. And it's very critical of what they say is a lack of comprehensive data collection on the issue of violence against women in this country.
Okay, so a very comprehensive report and conclusions. Fergal, thanks very much indeed. That's Fergal Keane. I should say at this point that we did ask for an interview with the Minister for Justice, Frances Fitzgerald, for our programme, but that interview request was declined.